If the NFL draft was a holiday, which holiday would it be? It's not Christmas, right?
Is it? Well, it is Christmas for some.
Is it New Year's?
No, I think it's more Christmas because you're getting gifts. You're getting seven, six,
you're getting gifts.
Is players.
Can I say your birthday? Does your birthday count as a holiday?
Well, it's
probably its
holiday.
Own standalone. It's its own thing, maybe, kind
yeah.
of. Sort
I don't
of?
Know. I just feel like it feels like Christmas on Thursday sometimes because you're right, but you're getting the new toys.
Well, I mean, 4th of July.
Yeah. What does that correspond to?
I don't know.
Pride.
Booze.
Freedom.
I'll let you.
Barbecue. And
I'm not sure that has anything
let
to do with
the
draft.
Let you go ahead and
cool.
sort that.
Yeah. Not Halloween, I'll tell you that much. Well, it could be.
I'd say the best thing about this week.
Some of those prospects might be.
Stop. Stop it.
They might be scared.
Stop it. Stop it.
Tell you what. Some of those guys might look like first round picks, but.
Yeah, they're in costumes.
Once you unmask them, they're.
Okay, I'll let you keep you done.
just saying.
So, best thing about this week is all the mock drafts will be dead.
No, they won't. We'll get one. We'll get one Friday morning from Dane Brugler, and it will say, way too early first round
for 2025.
100%.
All right, well, the NFL Network and ESPN, they have joined forces for this week's draft, and NFL Network draft analyst Daniel Jeremiah, DJ, he was on NFL Live with Mina Kimes, and they talked about if the Falcons should consider trading back in the draft.
Yeah, and I would even throw Chop Robinson in there, and I would also throw, even though looking and talking about edge guys, Byron Murphy as a defensive tackle. I think when you have that collection of players, I don't think Dallas Turner has so separated himself from those guys that you wouldn't be interested in taking a package that gets you back, you know, five, six spots. You're going to come away with one of those players. They're going to be impact, and then you're going to have the extra resources to fill out the rest of your roster, you know, around Kirk Cousins. So I absolutely would field that phone call, and I think they will get a phone call, not only because the Roma Dunze is someone that's pegged at 9 and 10. Also, 9 and 10 are potential tackle teams. So if you want to get up there and get that second tackle,
yeah.
I think the eighth pick is where you got to go.
Ooh, tackle. That should be music to your ears, Michael. The Falcons have the eighth overall pick. DJ also mentioned Roma Dunze possibly being projected as a ninth or tenth pick.
It's,
do you want to trade back?
First off, you got to have a partner to trade back. I love all this. Yeah, they could trade back.
That's, you need an ideal partner.
It drives me nuts because all it does is fuel the fan of the fire that says, I should have traded back. Well, it has to be worth their while to do that, and they have to have a team that's willing to do that.
You have to have a team that wants to do it.
And it depends on how the draft goes, whether it goes in runs or not. If you know, if you go four quarterbacks and all of a sudden Neighbors and Harrison in any order are off the board, there might be a team that Kansas City or any team that needs a wide receiver desperately to get up there to get Odunze. But the second part of me is this, when he mentions Chop Robinson and Dallas Turner in the same sentence. It bothered me because I love Chop Robinson's athleticism and what his test results are unreal. But if a Falcons fan sit there and says that, and I can't believe Daniel Jeremiah said that Dallas Turner hasn't separated himself from a Chop Robinson. To me, that is a ludicrous statement based on what they did in college.
Yeah.
Dallas Turner tested better and played better and performed better and had more impact plays than Chop Robinson's had in his, you know, in one season than Chop Robinson had his entire career at Penn State. That's not even a question, and that I just think that is a little bit
to put them in the same
misleading.
Sentence as Miss. That's what, okay.
Well, and I think, and we kind of came in the middle of his quote there, and basically it was asked about. He was asked. Mina Kimes did a good job, and she's like, "Look, some of these edge guys, they all kind of do different things well, but they're not all the same player, but they all kind of blend together." And he said, "I'll even throw Chop Robinson and maybe even Byron Murphy, who's not even an edge, into that conversation of saying, and this guy, this is what we talked about Friday, right? There's going to be a huge run on offensive players to the point where there is a
you
chance.
You may not see a defensive guy.
There is a chance that Atlanta, if they stay at eight, is the only team pursuing a defensive guy in the first 14 or 15 picks. And I think that's massive to keep your sight on because what did we say Friday? And I even included it in Fair Foul. If Roma Dunze is there at eight and you have not moved, he's very hard to pass on either way. And so, yeah, to Bo's point, and I like the way you put that, Bo, is you're just putting out information to put it out. It takes two teams to trade around. I think we talked about Brugler last week. Do you trade back from 5 if you're the Chargers to 11 with the Vikings and then possibly try to jump back up to 8 to get a Dunze? Because the Chargers need wide receivers.
And I wanted to point out, too, the other point that DJ was making in this was Daniel Jeremiah is the fact that you're trying to still build around Kirk Cousins. You're still trying to get him some playmakers
Kirk
if
O'Chains.
You can. So if Roma Dunze is still on the board, do you want to take him? Or actually, who is the ideal trade partner? Who do you want to hear from if you're the Falcons? Who do you want calling you up to say, hey, we want you to move back?
I hope that only 3 quarterbacks have been taken at that point, to be honest with you. And I hope that maybe the Vikings want to get up there and get a quarterback, because then I get that I'm getting that.
So you want would you want them to trade back?
I'm very open to trading back if it fits. I'm not moving back to 26, 27.
No.
Agreed.
But if I can stay in the top 15, I'm okay with that, because now you're creating a situation where you're going to get two starters possibly next season, depending on who you trade in the first round, who you trade with. The other thing I would say is I do like his Byron Murphy comment, though, because if you look at to me. When we talked about last Friday with Dane Brugler's 7-round mock, and he had Mike Hall Jr. of Ohio State going to the Falcons, I just think Byron Murphy is a taller version of Mike Hall Jr. He's 6'4", where Hall is 6'2". I mean, they're both good-sized guys, and so they're right around the same weight. And I think they could do a lot of the same things.
I think the one thing you have to pay attention to, guys, is who needs a quarterback. Obviously, Minnesota needs a quarterback, needed to trade up, and it's J.J. McCarthy and all this other stuff. Then you start getting back to 12 with Denver. Of course they need a quarterback. You get 13, the Las Vegas Raiders. I think they'd love to have a quarterback. Even going back to 14 in the New Orleans Saints, and you look at the situation with Derek Carr, they wouldn't be opposed to drafting one either.
But I don't
see
that happening. I don't see that. I don't see do you think, even if it's in the draft, two teams in the same division are gonna deal? I know that Fontenot and Mickey Loomis have a very detailed relationship because Fontenot was his understudy for years. But that being said, I just don't think that's a trade either one of them would be willing to do with the other in division.
I think if it's mutually beneficial and it's only 4 spots, then it's something you have to look at. And I'm not saying it would. Like I said, Denver and Vegas are right there in front of New Orleans. They're going to be quarterback hungry too. So I'm just saying, if New Orleans is even thinking about it, you better jump up in front of those two teams if you're looking at a Bo Nix or a Michael Penix.
And
I have been working on my pronunciation.
You
of Penix.
Did? That was...
Yeah, thank you. I was doing it in the mirror yesterday. Penix.
I didn't even catch it because it was right.
I know, it was right. I didn't even notice.
Thank you very much. I'll take a bow now.
I think that's the thing, though. To that, your point right there, that's what Falcons fans need to be cautioned, is don't let these local writers, hosts, and national guys tell you about how trading back is in your best interest, because it might not even be an option. Your choices of trading back might be taken away because teams might trade up. You're kind of in no man's land at 8, and teams might jump ahead of you at 5, 6, 4, even 7, and get that quarterback that they need just to go ahead and snag it before anyone else can. And that's a realistic thought.